A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you have the experience of finding it easy to pray at times, having a sense that God is close to you? Some might call it a time of spiritual consolation. And then there are other times when you feel God is far from you, or you are far from God. You try to remain faithful to prayer, but it just doesn't seem to be doing much for you, if anything at all. I suspect most of us have had this experience or these experiences. When I think about the scene Mark presents in today's gospel, I picture the people who learned that Jesus was in their area. They know his reputation for compassion and for healing, so they gather their sick and their blind and those who need healing with the hope and faith that he will be compassionate to them and heal them. They had to carry the sick on mats. They had to leave space to lay the mats where Jesus would see them. The marketplace was a good place to gather and to wait for Jesus to pass by. There must have been many cots with needy persons and their loved ones looking out for them. So many times we read that Jesus touched the persons who needed healed. Maybe these people who had brought their loved ones to be healed realized how a close encounter like this was not possible. They knew there were so many that some of them could not get close enough to actually be touched by him. And so they asked permission to touch the tassel of Jesus' cloak as he passed by, or stopped to speak to some of them. Their faith was such that they believed power went out from him, and even though they would not have this personal exchange in conversation or contact, they eagerly and hopefully settled for just touching his clothing. And their faith was rewarded. Mark says that as many as touched it were healed. I find this encouraging on days when I feel rather distant from God, when I try to pray, spend the time and an effort to pray, and yet don't seem to be making any personal contact, so to speak. Can I settle for what the people in today's gospel were willing to settle for? Can I still remain faithful in believing that God's power is available, even though I do not have the consolation of feeling this closeness? Can I believe that even though God seems removed and distant, my faith is strong enough to be satisfied with just touching the tassel of his clothes? Can I believe that even though I may not feel the warmth of his touch or feel his loving gaze, God is still present and still loves me and asks me to be satisfied with just touching the tassel of his cloak? Just a week ago, we read at Mass about the woman with the hemorrhage who was healed by just touching Jesus' clothing. Today we hear that all those who touched his clothing were also healed. Was it the clothing, the tassel of his cloak that healed them? Or was it the faith that they had in the person who wore those clothes that healed them. We know that answer. Maybe we need to remember that answer when we are feeling that God is not as close to us as we would like. Maybe we need to know that touching the tassel is enough for us some days. Dear Jesus, you showed great love for the people you met in your travels. You recognized their faith in you, and you responded to them with compassion. Please, give me the faith that these people had in you, whether I feel close or whether I feel distant. Help me to be convinced of your loving presence in my life. Help me to know that touching the tassel of your robe is enough for me.